Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
We're live! Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 4.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is actually Saturday night. We usually film this on Sundays. But, you know, Amanda's got dates and stuff next Sunday, so we have to film 2 podcasts in 1 weekend.
Hey, you could have a date.
No, I don't think I'm ready for any of that.
Any hunky men, a.k.a. Cam Newton?
That's Lauren.
All right, well, any of you NFL players, you want to come at us.
We actually had an NFL player actually like one of our tweets this week, and we felt famous.
Explain to the podcast.
Are we explaining? It's not too much to explain. It was Roman Harper, and he actually was trending today on, I think it was Facebook or either Twitter, and he's renting out his apartment downtown Charlotte on Airbnb for $5,000 for tomorrow night, which is the Super Bowl, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, because his apartment's pretty sweet.
It's really nice. It looks like something from like LA.
Ugh, you can see the city.
One day.
Everything.
One day.
So
since tomorrow's Super Bowl and next weekend is Valentine's Day, we decided that we were going to, you know, mix the two up together and have a Valentine's Day Super Bowl party podcast. And, of course, since we are living in the state of North Carolina, you can probably guess who we're pulling for tomorrow.
Denver Broncos.
would never.
Panthers all the way.
That's right.
Holy shit. That spiked it. Sorry.
Oh, no. That's going to be a really loud sound.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry for that. So, what do you want to get started with? We got some BuzzFeed quizzes for Valentine's Day. We got some stories to tell for Valentine's Day. And then we got some just halftime stuff.
Yeah.
Because we don't know anything about football.
No. So, we're just going to talk about the halftime shows.
Because what the initial idea was is we were going to get Amanda's boyfriend here and he was going to quiz us on football stuff because we know absolutely nothing.
Not a ding.
Not a damn thing.
Ooh, sorry. Oh. Sorry.
All right.
I'm a mess. Okay.
We're having a hard time here. But you also want to do what do you want to do before every podcast? It was like current events.
Yeah, but I figured our current event would just be the Super Bowl.
The only current event that I found today was that Beyonce snuck in another single and dropped it for the whole world to see. We watched it today, and I felt like she was coming at us with the Illuminati stuff.
Yeah, she was like, don't freaking do that. I don't know. You explained it well. What did you say?
I think the song was based on she's tired of people saying certain things about her, and she was pretty much saying, like, my mama's from here, my daddy's from here, I'm a simple girl from Texas, I'm Beyonce.
She's hot sauce in her purse.
Yeah. Still country
best
girl.
Line.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. So if anybody didn't know that,
it was a little long, but it was a good song. It's catchy.
And she looked bomb.
Yeah, it's Beyonce, though. She's gonna do it.
Oh, and her daughter was in it, right?
Yes, and she looks like a morph between both of them. Because if she, like, turns her head Jay-Z and they're like, oh, no.
Poor kid.
Yeah. But at least she didn't get her dad's awful features. So. She looks more like her mama.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's cute. And I don't really like kids. I think she's cute, so.
I know, but you can tell she's just going to be a little boss when she grows up because she was already owning the camera.
She's like, look at how old
she
is.
She was like, shoot, this isn't even my mama's video.
This is my video.
Yeah.
She was cute.
I don't know. I think she's like 3.
Oh, God, that's just like 5.
Didn't she look old?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could be making things up. I do that a lot.
Okay. Well, right, let's talk Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I feel like that's just not...
Do it to it.
That's like the least fun thing of the podcast. Okay. So I picked out just a couple past ones to talk about that we have opinions on.
Okay.
So in 2001, Aerosmith and NSYNC was our Super Bowl halftime show.
2001?
Yeah.
I feel like, how old were we?
We were in 4th grade. I don't even know that.
I feel like NSYNC being on there would have been a really big deal for me in 4th grade. But I don't really remember it that much. I think I faintly remember it because my stepsister really, really loved Aerosmith. She was all about Aerosmith.
I think that's when I fell in love with Steven Tyler, was it that halftime show.
We should really, like, Google what the performance was, because I'd be interested.
I have it right here. Well,
what did they perform?
Okay, this is only, like, half of it. They performed Bye Bye Bye.
Of course.
I think Britney Spears showed up, it sounds like. Born to Run, 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I don't know any NSYNC songs, so I don't know.
I've never even heard of that song.
But I'm sure they played Walk This Way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Okay. U2 in 2002.
I don't like U2.
I just feel like generic.
U2 just gets on my nerves. Ever since they gave me their album for free and I didn't...
Everyone gets pissed.
I did not want that album.
Oh my god.
And you can't get it off.
You can't get it off. Wait, not at all? Ever?
I've tried to delete it and the iCloud just keeps bringing it back.
So on my trip down here with my dad to drop me off and be like, see ya, North Carolina, bye. And that played up on my car and he's like, what is that? And I was like, because it's like a naked man. It's like... Bono and a naked man, and I'm like, I don't know, Dad, it's the U2 album that everybody gets, and he, like, did not believe me.
I know.
He acted like I was...
Because parents are so anti-iCloud, so they never even get it. Oh, hey, lady, did you want to say something about U2?
She, like, had to get right.
She's like, I just need to say something about U2.
She, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... Oh, you can't see her on the video.
Okay, Michael Jackson, 1993. We'll have to watch this one after.
Yeah, I was only a year old. I know Whitney, didn't Whitney do the anthem one year in, like, 91?
Probably. I'm sure.
I think it's on, like, her best of Whitney album.
Mm-hmm. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce.
2013. Yep, her and her girls from Destiny's Child, right?
Yeah, I remember that was, like, a really big thing. But they only got, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, they were like,
Beyonce's like, ah. All right, we can have our Destiny's Child moment. It's kind of like when they're, like, trying to reunite friends, but they only do it on talk shows, and they do it for, like, 5 minutes. And they're like, all right, is everyone happy? You got it. You got what you wanted.
But there's never, literally never all of them at once, which is a hard thing to do. There's, what, 5 or 6?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Destiny's Child. I was like, there's 3.
No, there's 5. There's 5?
I mean, originally, there was, I think, 5.
Destiny Child?
Yeah, it didn't always used to be Michelle Kelly and Beyonce.
Sorry for the girls who got kicked out.
I think they quit.
No. Who knows what they're up to?
No, one of them's LaToya something.
Jackson?
No. No. Not quite.
All right. 2007, Prince.
I faintly remember that one.
Faintly. He's a good-looking man, too. All right.
Ugh, we have different opinions on good-looking men.
Katy Perry, 2015.
The best part of the whole performance was the sharks.
Left shark, right?
He won the show.
I don't think I got to
see that. No one even remembers Katy Perry. They just remember the sharks.
She's probably, like, okay with that. She's like, whatever.
And remember when she came out on the lion, that giant lion, and everyone's like, the only time the Lions will ever go to the Super Bowl.
It's true. Paul McCartney, 2005. I don't really remember this.
I'm sure that was boring.
Yeah. They have some, like, old people that I'm like, Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, 2004.
That was the last time Panthers were in the Super Bowl.
Yes, and they've never won a Super Bowl, so we're crossing our dang fingers and toes. Mm-hmm. But obviously everyone remembers this one for the nip slip.
Yeah, and it's the one that made the 5-second delay on national TV.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching it live, and it was like, it went to the, obviously it showed the nipple, and I was like, this must just be part of the show.
That must just be a piece of jewelry.
And then it was like, took like 5 seconds, and it was just all faded to black, and then it went to commercial.
They didn't have that 5-second delay back then. They didn't know what to do.
I'm sure whoever was in the control room was like, shit.
Well, that was the last time MTV was correlated with the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They got kicked off of it.
Hmm. Yeah, so that was interesting. 2014, Bruno Mars. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And he's performing. And Beyonce's performing tomorrow.
Yeah, and Coldplay.
No one cares about Coldplay.
No one likes Coldplay.
But Bruno Mars did really good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. Honestly,
I totally want to see him in concert.
I am surprised, though, that he got picked for the Super Bowl, because I can think of a lot of people before him.
I think they're really picky on people.
Taylor Swift is coming up. She's got to be in the Super Bowl one of these times.
Yeah, probably. She does have, like, a performance factor to her, but maybe she just doesn't want to do something on that large of scale.
Yeah.
But I know, like, the Madonna one that you have right there, that one was controversial, too. Remember?
Why?
Because MIA put her two middle fingers up during the performance, and they had to scan it away from her.
I don't know. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 2008.
Ew.
Rolling Stones, 2006. I feel like we just had a point where there's like, let's bring back a bunch of popular people. Boys to Men, 1999. I'm sure that was Boys a hit at the time.
They're a little slow paced though, so I don't know how they would have done during the Super Bowl.
It looks like it was like, look at this picture. It looks like it's like really light. Like I'm sure they had it during the day or something. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like the Super Bowl did not get as big till recently. I don't know. They've only had 50, so.
Only 50. Look how blurry. We're just going in and out for some reason during the video. We're just having all kinds of technical difficulties between last week. Last week's sound quality was awful. Because the government heard us, and they hacked into my computer. And then the Illuminati said, no, no, no. And they put all kinds of static in there.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I did not know that until after I uploaded iTunes, so I wasn't able to put it.
But it was kind of one of those things we couldn't fix. It's like, you can't go in there and fix it, and you can't re-record something like that.
No, because then it would just be like, I feel like it would be very weird.
Yeah.
Because we're like, okay.
It's really like, we just record, we hit go, and you get what you get.
All right, what do you want to do next?
You want to talk about the stories? Since, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. We're doing the Valentine's Day podcast today for this week because it is the week of Valentine's Day. And we record on Sundays but upload on Mondays. So.
Yeah, so we're trying to get...
Yeah, we didn't want to do it after. That's way. Just stupid. Then everyone's like, oh, God, Valentine's Day. I don't even want to think about it. And everyone's going out there getting their 75% off chocolates.
Hell yeah! That's the best part of Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's the heart-shaped chocolates. All creams. You like creams or...
I'm more of a... What's the other one?
There's like...
like more chocolate?
Either more chocolate or there's like ones with like nuts and clusters.
I think that's more me. Really? Not a cream girl.
I either like... I don't like the mushroom one. Or not mushroom. Marshmallow ones. Mushroom. That's what I mean. Chocolate truffles at their best.
Give me some of the mushroom.
And or the coconut ones.
Ew, I hate the coconut. I hate
them. I always like go into the boxes and I squish them to see which one's which.
Well, what's up with, I feel like every box should come with a dang, with like, you know what I mean?
The more money you spend, the more, I guess, then you get a map of what chocolates.
Yeah, I need a map. I need a map because what's the point in taking a bite out of each one?
I don't know. Because if you get, like, the smaller, cheaper ones, you're like, didn't pay enough. You're not going to get any guide whatsoever.
Yeah. No, it's stupid. I always get one. Josh always gets me one with a cat on it. And then it's usually the shittiest chocolate. No offense, Josh. But it's usually the cheap chocolate. But
if you're going to buy a girl chocolate, you got to go all out. That's the best part. If flowers, they're a nice gesture, they're going to die in, like, a week.
No, I hate getting flowers. I hate, I want good chocolate.
And honestly, all I want to do is just something simple.
Yeah, no teddy bears. Yeah, I literally just want to eat, like, a steak or something fancy at home.
I like going to the movies. I love going to the movies.
Is it packed, though, usually? I don't think I've ever been to the movies on Valentine's Day.
Well,
let's lead it into your story. You tell them,
wait. Story time.
I love story time. So we're going to talk about our bad dates first, right?
Yeah. Okay. Because that correlates. It's a nice segue from movie theater topic. So this was about 2 years ago. My boyfriend at the time, we were celebrating Valentine's Day, obviously. He was never quite the person that was like, oh yeah, Valentine's Day, we're going to do this, this, and this. For some reason, this day, he was just not about, he did not want to do anything. But I was like, it's Valentine's Day, come on, like one day of the year, you can't like take me to the movies or like do something.
Just be nice, yeah.
And I was like, all I want, I don't even want anything, all I want to do is go to the movies. And we were seeing,
I remember some black movie.
Yeah, it wasn't Think Like a Man, but it was along those lines. It had Michael Ealy.
I didn't mean it like that, sorry. Some black.
I don't remember what it was, but it was, I mean, it was a pretty entertaining movie. I really don't remember.
Lady. Just did like 13 circles.
Anyway, the movie's not important.
Okay.
Anyway. So we get there and he's like pissed off. He just doesn't want to be there. And I was like, okay, let's go get our tickets. I'll go get the tickets.
For no reason, right?
Right. I don't even remember why he was even mad. He just didn't want to be at the movie. Mm-hmm. He did not want to go. He just wanted to be at home. And because he was like, we could go like next Friday or something like that. I was like, no, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. All I want to do is go to the movie. And so we get there and he just sits in the car. And I'm like, come on, are we going to the movie? He's like, no, we're just going to go back home. And I said, no, all I want to do is go see this movie.
I went to start bawling and throwing a fit.
And he was like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, we just need to go home. And I got out of the car, and I walked my happy ass up to the movie theater, and I bought my ticket. And I waited for him. He didn't come inside, so I said, whatever. He called me about 110 times. And he was like, are you coming back? Are you coming back in the car? And I said, no, I'm not. Because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch my movie, because that's all I want to do. I want to get popcorn, mm-hmm. a soda, and watch my movie. And he was like, well, whatever, I'm going to go home then. I said, okay, that's fine. Totally fine. Whole entire time, I'm in the movies. I had a couple seats to myself, but there's couples everywhere. So I just look like a loser. Because, I mean, I go to the movies by myself sometimes. And yeah. It's not a big deal. When it's not Valentine's Day. When it's Valentine's Day, it's like everyone's just like, oh, I love you so much. We're going to share popcorn and put two straws in our soda and this. And I was like, ugh, I'm okay. And so I sat in the corner of the movie theater. And at the end, it was like one sad part of the movie. I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out. I was so sad. And then at the end of it, I call Amanda. And I'm like, Amanda left me at the movie theater, and she's all fired up. She's like, what the hell? Like, mind you, it is Valentine's Day, so Amanda's with her boyfriend at the time. And so, oh, I said his name. We'll bleep that part out. So, he comes, whoever this person is, comes and picks me up. Pissed off the whole entire time. I'm so mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just yelling. I was like, I can't believe you even left me there. Like, how could you do this? And then he just is just so angry. Like, he's angry at me.
For no reason, right?
No reason. And so Amanda comes over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me cheesecake.
I was like, Josh, we have to go over there. And he was like, totally fine. He's like, that's fine. Like, we're bringing some cheesecake.
Yeah. He came over mm-hmm. there too. And he was over, majority of the time, he was with me calming me down.
Yeah.
And you were yelling at my current boyfriend.
Yeah, I was like, are you fucking, are you serious? Sorry, I'm trying not to swear as much. Are you freaking serious? Like, just trying to get, knock some sense, trying to get, like, wrap my head around why he was acting the way he was, and
ugh.
It was a hot mess. And then our other friend was having issues, remember? Like, oh, I'll say it. Beep! Lauren. Remember, she was having problems too?
No.
That night, and she was like, my Valentine's Day was horrible. Something happened with, what's his face? He who must not be named.
Mm.
That same time, too. And I was like, oh my God, everyone's just falling apart on Valentine's Day.
Which, but, I mean, Valentine's Day is, like, really, like, talked up about. But still, it's like one day out of the year
mm-hmm.
that you just do something nice.
Mm-hmm. Just, even if they don't like flowers, just surprise them with some flowers. Because even that, they'll be like, well, you thought of me.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I mean? All we... As mm-hmm. as girls, that's all we want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any, like, fancy jewelry or anything like that. I just want you to be like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I thought of you today.
Mm-hmm.
And I cooked you dinner. Or, like, something simple.
Yeah. You cook me dinner. Or just tell me I'm pretty. Just something.
Well, I need something tangible.
Oh, yeah. Just something tangible. Maybe a diamond ring. Who knows? Okay, do you want me to tell my bad? Okay, mm-hmm. I think I have... Okay, mine is... with the same guy, but two different dates that were terrible. You know both of them, but I'm going to tell them anyway. So I met this guy in sophomore year of college. I won't say his name. We'll just call him Pete. He's not Pete. So I met this guy at a party with my friend Lauren, and he seemed really nice, and I was single at the time, because I was, like, between breaks or whatever, and breaks with the other boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so I was single and I'm ready to mingle. So I met him at a party. He seemed really nice. So Pete and I started texting. Oh no, maybe we didn't meet at a party. He was like, he lived on like the bottom floor of our dorms and I lived on the third floor. Somehow he like crossed paths. I don't remember how. I think it was something like that. But, so he started texting. We started texting, and he was like, we should go on a date. And I was like, okay. And I don't think I'd ever been on, like, a actual, like, legit date at that point where, like, you don't really know the person. And so I was freaking nervous.
Yeah.
And so he's like, we'll just go get some food. He's like, what do you like? And I'm like, oh, like, I'm not picky at all. So I was like, oh, anything. Bad idea. whenever someone says that, just pick a place because you're gonna regret it. So he picks me up and he seems pretty nice or whatever. And
then they went to Burger King.
No. Okay, so if anybody that knows me knows that I hate Qdoba with a passion.
No, I love Qdoba.
I just don't like it. And I'm usually fine with any other Mexican place. Like, I thought for a first date you're gonna take someone to, I don't know, like, a nice Mexican restaurant if you're going to do Mexican. Because I think he did tell me we're going to do Mexican. But he took me to...
on the border.
Yeah. Like, not fucking, like, Qdoba is more like fast food, right?
Yeah, it's on the same lines as Chipotle.
Yeah. Like, he was like, so he's like, oh, and he's like, it's going to be a surprise, by the way. So he didn't tell me till we got there. And he's like, Qdoba. And I Qdoba. So I was already like, okay, well, whatever, I'll just make the best of it.
Is there anyone even there?
Yeah, or I think it was, like, one of the, no, it was,
like. It was, like, you and, like, 15-year-old girls and their boyfriends.
Yep. And where conversation was okay, like, he talked about his, he was, like, a big family person. And at the time, I was, like, you know, family's okay, whatever, they're there. And I remember this. He pointed out that, he's, like, your teeth. He's, like, you kind of look like a vampire with your teeth like that. He said my, like, I'm not kidding. And so he said, like, these teeth are, like, he was, like.
Your canines?
Yeah, he talked about them for, like, 15 minutes. Like, not
what did
even
you
kidding.
Even say back to that?
I don't even, I was just, like, okay. And then, you know me, I probably was, like, oh, Sherry. Like,
I just would have been, like, you know what? Take me home.
Yeah.
This is the final straw. First we pulled up to Qdoba, and now you're making fun of my teeth. Yeah. You know what you look like? You could just go off.
So then Pete, and I was like, you know what? Pete's still okay. I'm like, I must have been desperate or something at the time. So I was like,
I mean, you kind of were.
So I was like, okay. So we went back, and I think we went to his dorm room, and we watched some Bourne Supremacy movie.
Ugh.
Yeah. So then he tried to, like, kiss me, and I was like, no, I'm good.
But you're
then,
like, no, I might suck your blood.
Yeah. No. So then stupid Amanda decided, let's give this guy a second chance, because he asked me out on a second date. So he's like, oh, like, I have something we can do really fun. He's like, I'm not going to tell you what it is. So I'm like, okay, I'll come. Like, that's cool. So we get to the, like, we go to the SAC, which is, like, our workout area at the college or whatever, and we go to the SAC, and we, like, go to the bottom floor, and he's like, oh, like, we get there, he's like, we're doing a judo class, and whenever you don't, if you don't know what judo is, it's, like, karate, okay, but we're not even, like, doing, like, anything, because he's like, I think he was thinking, like, oh, we can do karate and, like, touch each other and flirty, whatever. But no, like, that at the judo class, they team up women with women and men with men. So I'm just, this poor girl who's, like, 90 pounds has to lift me up and throw me around, and we have to, like, run and jog. And I'm so, after that date, I was like, I'm just like, can you please take me home? And I
blocked.
Never want to, yeah. I don't think I ever, like, he had, like, a blanket in my room. I'm like, you need to come get that blanket.
We're done.
Yeah.
The judo class was the last straw.
Thankfully, I was starting to talk to Josh again at that time, and I was like, okay, like, let's get back together, because obviously I can't do the dating scene anymore.
Yeah.
So that was, like, my worst date ever, was that judo date. There was one other date that was kind of bad, but, like, I went on a date with a guy to the movies, and we saw The Possession or something, and I feel like I was the bad, like, you know when you have a story where you're the bad date person? Like, I could not stop talking through the movie for some reason.
Oh, no, you're one of those.
So I and then he, after that, he was like, oh.
Block.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
All right. So, we're going to pause. You guys get to hear a little brief whatever I decide to put here in the video. You won't hear it on the podcast, though. Sorry. And we'll be back. Are you trying to say something to them?
Yeah. Can I do the in-between thing right now?
I got to stop the camera.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Hold on. We're back.
Hi.
Hello.
Titties. Had to get it in there.
Okay. She was dying for it.
Anyway.
You want to talk about your best Valentine's Day or date or?
Yeah. You want me to go first? I don't really have, like, I can't think of a specific memory.
Me neither.
But I think of a couple, like, good ones.
I guess. Which sucks, doesn't it? That you're just like, I can remember the bad stuff, but I can't remember any of the good stuff.
I do remember I was dating a guy in high school for Valentine's Day, and he got me, like, flowers and a teddy bear, which I'm like, whatever, cool. But he also got me the Nick Jonas CD.
Oh.
That was a good one.
But like, not Nick Jonas now.
No, like Nick Jonas. Do you remember Nick Jonas in the administration? That was that CD.
No, I didn't know anything
about it. Oh, you would like it, I think. Okay, never mind. But also just like, I feel like every Valentine's Day with Josh, we just stay in and cook dinner. And that's pretty much it. I like to do and watch movies. Like, I hate going out to eat. If you guys don't, obviously you don't know me, but I don't like sitting down.
I know she doesn't, and I'm the kind of person like, let's just go somewhere.
Like, can we just get it to go? And I'm like,
I want
to
get drinks, I want an appetite. Like, it's like a whole, like, blown out thing.
And I'm like, can we just get this to go and sit on our asses at home?
No, I don't want to sit at home.
Yeah, so.
I mean, the only time I, like, have a couple of, like, memories. One, like, sweetest day, I got surprised with flowers.
Oh, by he who must not be named?
Yeah. And then one time in seventh grade, this one guy that, like, loved me, only guy that ever loved me in middle school, gave me a melted Hershey kiss.
Aww, that's cute. And he, like,
he gave me the snow, and he's like, I really like you. Will you go out with me? I told him no.
Did you guys ever do, like, it's kind of like Mean Girls where you send each other flowers or carnations on Valentine's Day. Like, they sell them, and then they were delivered in class. We did that, and I got one from Anonymous. And I was like, I am so hot. But I also, I'm trying to think, there's also, oh, I had a boyfriend for Sweetest Day in high school. Freshman year? I had a boyfriend every year. Oh, sophomore year, one of those years.
You're such a slut.
No, our school, everybody did everybody. Anybody from Duran listening?
And they were all related. It was really weird.
Pretty much. It's like...
incest.
Yeah. But he gave me a card. I hope this kid is not listening. He gave me a card that said... he's like, my mom got you this card and I was going to give it to you. And he's actually younger than me, so he must have been ninth grade. But it had like a monster with a bunch of eyeballs on it. And the card said, I only have eyes for you.
All the eyes.
Like the running joke between our friends. I felt bad, but I was like, come on. It was sweet, but...
he was thinking of you.
Mm-hmm. He's cute. I'm
trying to think. It's just like... I remember this one time where my boyfriend at the time, he was in a deep, deep trouble. And so I came home one day from work, and he surprised me with dinner at Candlelight, and he made chocolate-covered strawberries. And
hard to do, by the way.
I know, she experienced that today.
Ugh.
You keep going out of the frame.
Sorry.
But he also made spaghetti, which spaghetti is, granted, a very easy task, but he had never cooked. So just to see that, and he even, like, looked it up on, like, a Food Network, like, website.
On how to cook spaghetti.
Yep.
I can see him doing this.
Yeah, aww. But it was really good.
Yeah,
and it was nice, and he had, like, music playing. And...
mm-hmm. See, I feel like those, it does suck that the bad times, like, you just stick remember, with you, but it's just more vivid, because
they just suck.
You just learn from them.
And you're just in so much rage that you don't even remember part of it, but you're just like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Any dudes out there listening, just get your girl something simple, or get her something extravagant,
But if there's somebody that, like, is expecting extravagant things, and you don't make a lot of money, and then they get pissed off at you, because I see that happen a lot on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where there's ungrateful people that are like, oh, well, my boyfriend only did this for me. Okay, well, at least he did that for you. And I see your guys' situation, and you guys don't make that much money to even be spending that much money on whatever you're about to get for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. And, like, I just feel like it's so cliche, no offense, to get proposed to on Valentine's Day.
It is.
Okay, I was going to say, and Christmas. Like, I want it to be a day that I'm going to be like, this is my specific day. Not
or
like,
maybe it's, like, a special, like, day for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, if you get proposed to, good for you.
I just like thoughtful things.
Yeah.
I'm really into, like, if someone, like, really thinks about it and, like, does something that I think is special, I think that's just, like, the ultimate thing. And it, like, that's something that sticks with you.
Mm-hmm. Megan likes homemade things.
I love homemade things. All you
boys out there.
Or anything that has, like, meaning.
Yeah, because you'll keep those things and...
because if you just buy me something from the store, okay, my dad could have bought me that.
Like, just give me, oh, yeah. Although, I'm fine with food, so.
I mean, food's always good.
Food and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have any good gift ideas for the ladies out there for their men?
Let's see.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I would always get, like, I would do, like, gift boxes. So I would do, like, a bunch of random things, like, stuff he needed and stuff he enjoyed and stuff that was, like, an inside joke between us. And then, like, candy of some, like, sort. So I would, like, get all those little things and then fill it, like, with little candies. Aww. And it'd be, like, a basket.
That's sweet. I like that. I always suck at getting gifts. I'm always like, here you go.
Like, one year, we had this inside joke about a purple unicorn, so I got him a purple unicorn, like, one of those pillow pets. Mm-hmm. And he always wanted a pillow pet for some reason, so it was, like, perfect.
He loved it.
Yeah. And then, fruit roll-ups, because he would eat those, like, they were going out of style. And then just a bunch of other, like, just little cutesy things, and then, like, stuff he needed, like, underwear and socks.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's a good gift. Mm-hmm. Good gift. Do you remember when Rachel made me that candy tree thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was sweet. That took a lot of effort, too.
Rachel's really good at stuff like that.
Your girlfriend.
She's really good at doing thoughtful things.
Yeah. All right. You want to do some quizzes?
Let's do some quizzes. All right. Picked out a couple from BuzzFeed because, you know, that's the most reliable source when it comes, you know, trying to figure out your life via quiz.
Okay. Are we doing them, like, me and then you or together?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Can we guess what you really want for Valentine's Day? Good. Another good segue. Where will you have your next birthday party? Laser tag, paintball course, tea shop, bowling alley, my place, movie theater.
Either my place or laser tag.
Yeah, paintball, that's just dangerous.
Yeah.
Movies, no. Tea shop, who does that?
Lauren.
Yeah, I guess my place.
Sorry, Lauren, we love you.
I guess we can, like, we'll vote on, like, one of them.
Okay, we'll pick, like, the top two between us.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of
pick a Marvel character. So we got, who's that?
Mystique, Spider-Man, Loki, Star-Lord, Black Widow, or Iron Man. I would say Mystique or Black Widow or Star-Lord.
Ugh, I was all the way Spider-Man.
See, this is why we might have to do them separately. I don't know. Okay, we can do Spider-Man. I'm a pushover, goddammit.
Here, you can pick the next one if we don't.
Okay, what song did Katy Perry write about you?
Dark Horse, Last Friday Night, Teenage Dream, Firework, Hot and Cold, Part of Me.
I would say Last Friday Night for
last
me.
Last Friday Night. Which TV show would you most like to binge watch?
They have 30 Rock, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Parks and Rec, How I Met Your Mother, or House of Cards. Well, we did, when we came to visit Parks and Rec, we did binge. We'll just call it that one.
How are you feeling at this particular moment? Sleepy, happy, pretty chill? What is that?
Vengeful.
Vengeful? What does that even mean?
That you're like, I don't know, like you're ready to attack. Like, I'm gonna get
I don't him. Think I want to do that to you, or lady, or...
Oh, no.
Hungry or bored? Ladies feeling bored.
She's like, get the fuck off the podcast, please.
I say we're pretty chill.
Either that or happy.
I say pretty chill. Netflix I'm not, like, chill. I'm not overjoyed with happiness.
I'm sitting next to this girl. She's gonna spend the night at my house.
She smells. Pick a type of cheese. Any kind of cheese. I think that should just be it. We don't even have to read the rest. Pick a fun color to dye your hair. Lavender, orange, cherry red, blue, green, or, you know, pink, but they didn't type in pink.
No, they just left it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say lavender or cherry red?
I was going to say lavender.
That'd be fun.
What is your current relationship status? Okay, well, this is completely two different things. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? I would say happily taken for myself. Let's do you.
Oh, well, okay. You're actually going to get something from
Jennifer me. Lawrence.
There you go. Read your column.
Okay. Honesty Hour. Is there any holiday that wouldn't be vastly improved by J-Law appearance? But she'd be especially great to have around a Valentine's Day because you just know that girl would bring the best snacks and not judge that your idea of romantic comedy has a plethora of fart jokes in it. Oh, my God. That's me. Plethora, by the way, not plethora.
But that's, I don't understand, because the quiz was, can we guess what you really want for Valentine's Day? So you're getting Jennifer Lawrence?
She's just going to show up for my Valentine's
Like a Valentine's Day, Graham, on your front step.
Hi, I was ordered to come to this apartment. Oh my God, Jayla, come on in, girl.
Like, oh man, you must be really struggling.
All right, you going to do it for yourself now, or are we doing a different one?
No, I'll just do a different one.
Okay. We know your Valentine's Day plans based on random questions.
Pick a date. So we got Chris Hemsworth, which we already know you're probably going to pick that one. Rihanna, Oscar Isaac, Harry Styles, Cara, how do you even pronounce her last?
Delevingne,
and Taylor Swift. So we just pick Chris just because we are.
I was going to say Rihanna.
I was too. You want to just pick Rihanna? Which of these would you bring into the bedroom? Candle wax, melted chocolate, champagne, oil, whipped cream, or olive oil?
Well, you know, guessing how hard it was to melt chocolate today, I'm going to say no. champagne or candle?
I was thinking, no, don't ever put any hot wax on my body.
I thought it was like candle. Okay. No. Well, then, no. How are we going to put hot wax on each other? This is not 50 Shades of Grey.
Champagne it is. What's your relationship status? I'm single. Okay, well, yeah. We did take it last time.
How do you call your
special someone? S.O.
Someone. I was like, S.O.
Yeah, so next, one of these podcasts, we're going to do internet slang and see how well you do.
Oh, God, I would be terrible. Babe. That's what I call Josh. I was like, babe, come here.
It's definitely not bae. Bae's the first one, then it's babe, daddy. Ugh! Like puke. Insta-puke.
Josh was like, he's like telling me to do something today. I was like, okay, dad. He's like, call me daddy. And I'm like, all right,
and
daddy.
And you puked all over your carpet.
I was like, all right, anyway, sorry.
Honey, by their name or darling, I would say babe.
Babe. Beep.
Pick a color.
Maroon.
That's what I was thinking too. The rest of them is just like an aqua, a blue, a coral, lavender, and then purple. Choose a song. Stay With Me by Sam Smith. Such a beautiful song. Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. Your Song by Elton John. I Will Always Love You by Whitney.
Oh, that's a good one too.
We Belong Together by Mariah. That's a good one. And Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Any of them.
Some of them a little bit more than John. Others.
Such a good one. I'll let you pick it.
And
I was going to say, as long as it's not Bleeding Love, I'm going to hate this one.
Keep bleeding love. How old are you? We can do this one. We're 20 to 26. You got a nice evening at your favorite restaurant. Maybe it's where you first met or you first kissed. The place is special to you, and so is it to your partner.
Oh, we're going to meet at the CMU library. What a great date.
Mine was in... Wow, I don't have anybody.
Wait, where did you and
my
Pete kiss? I guess you and Pete now, too. We'll just call him Pete.
Pete kiss? It was in front of my dorm.
Aww. Yeah, oh, mine was in my dorm room. Wait, we're not doing anything. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Get out of here. All right, this one is, how single are you? Oh, I guess you can't do this one.
Wait a minute. No, we'll do it together. Okay, well, you could use the majority.
Okay. What female pop star do you relate to? Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Adele, Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, and Kesha.
Well, since you said Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I think that might be your one.
Because Rihanna's like, she's just a bad bitch. And then Beyonce's like, she's bad, but she owns it. Like, she owns the whole world.
I think you're Beyonce.
The guy at work told me that I look like Adele.
I think it's just the cat eyeliner. No matter what a dude sees that, that's just like, oh, you look like Adele.
And I think it's the contour.
Yeah. My face is red as shit right now. Sorry about the redness.
What kind of drunk are you?
Wino? Sloppy.
You're blackout drunk. Oh, no, you're flirty drunk.
Me?
But there's wino, blackout drunk, flirty drunk, sad drunk, sloppy drunk, I don't really drink, cool drunk, silly drunk, funny drunk.
Okay, no one's, I really don't drink, let's be honest, okay?
Okay, so if I was picking you, you're definitely flirty drunk.
Yeah, I'm a mix between flirty, blackout, and sloppy.
What am I?
cool drunk.
Because you're never mean.
Unless you really piss me off, and then I go to 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, you're cool drunk. I get all the shitty ones. Did you pick one?
Oh, no. I was just so focused on us. We'll just be cool.
Or silly, I guess, too. If you could be an animal, what would you be? Dolphin, eagle, penguin, sea turtle, dog, monkey, panda, hedgehog, or tiger?
I could be an animal. Dolphin would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Dolphin.
And then they talk to each other.
Or sea turtle would be fun.
Would it be fun? Because the first 5 seconds of your life, you're fighting for it.
Someone's I hope I make it into the ocean. Hey. Oh no, there goes Bill.
Hey, we were the eggs that made it through, okay, or whatever we were.
Yes, but we didn't have to fight life physically.
No, we had to fight other, I mean, we don't remember it. We were the chosen ones.
But that's kind of different. They also right. had to do that too. In a sense, right?
Nah, I guess we all have to do that, but... we'll even choose whatever you want.
Dolphin.
Okay. And they're really... I feel like they're smart, aren't they?
They're, like, stupid smart. Pick a favorite Disney movie. WALL-E, Aladdin, Wally. Monsters, Inc., Beauty and the Beast, Toy Story, Finding Nemo, Frozen, Brave, The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you can choose yours.
I didn't really... these are like cute movies, but they weren't my favorite.
Okay.
What is your go-to comfort food? Pizza, the entire pie.
Yes.
Chocolate, chips and guacamole, vodka, Ben and Jerry's, the whole pint, hummus. Hummus. Why is that even on the list? Mac and cheese, brunch, or pasta?
Mine's pasta, vodka, and pizza. They go together.
Pizza's like one of my number ones.
Yeah.
For sure. So we'll pick pizza. Vodka. Where is your favorite place to be alone? Driving in the car, a long hot shower, my couch. I don't like being alone. A night out on the town, party for one.
What?
My bed, watching Netflix. In my Snuggie. Who has Snuggies anymore? Somewhere outside.
I do.
My kitchen.
I would say. What would you say?
I'd say my couch.
I'd say couch, or I love like the long hot shower. I like to like take a long time in there.
You barely even take showers.
I know, but that 3 times a week. that's my me time.
We did couch. What is a deal breaker in a partner? Flakiness, too self-absorbed, rudeness. They're not intelligent. They're boring, not thinking long term, so spontaneous.
No spontaneity. Oh. It's a hard word to say. Spontaneity.
Too flirty with others. Don't give the relationship enough attention.
That's probably what you'll pick, I feel like. I would pick if you're too flirty.
I was thinking that one.
Which one?
Too flirty with others.
Yeah. Don't give the relationship enough attention is a big thing, though. Yeah. But too flirty, though, is like, are you fucking, like, if I saw Josh flirt with another girl, I'd be like, see ya.
Especially right in front of you, which that has happened to me, too.
I took care of that.
Dog. Yeah. I threw his hat across the club and you punched him or slapped him, I think.
I've punched he who must not be named more than I've ever met anyone. Anyway, more than anyone else.
Pick your next vacation destination.
Brazil.
African safari, Paris, Australia, Nashville, staycation, which you just stay at home.
No.
Las Vegas, Disney, exclamation points, and New York.
Las Vegas, I think, would be my next one.
You think?
That's what I feel like, because one of us would probably get married.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's the next vacation, definitely Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling towards Valentine's Day? It is what it is. Chocolate. Hate it. It's always... I always forget about it. Like any other day, meh. Brings up a lot of memories. Couples are annoying. I don't really care.
Chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't gotten anything out of this podcast, it's...
Chocolate heals the heart.
Chocolate is all there is on Valentine's Day. What is your favorite part about yourself? I'm resilient.
Resilient.
What does that mean?
Resilient, like you don't go at the crowd. I think
this whole podcast is like Megan can't read.
And then there's Amanda being like, nope.
My personality, my laugh, my ass, my sense of humor. I'm a great kisser. I'm perfect, right? Tell them I'm perfect. I'm independent. My smile.
A smile.
Favorite part about myself. My sense of humor, I think.
Yeah. My ass is not even a real thing.
Amanda's ass doesn't exist. Single and loving it. In your eyes, singletom isn't a state but a journey. All the games, flirtation, and dates are part of the adventure, and that is being single. One day you'll be tied down, so you're making the most of what your time is as a free bird.
Hell yeah!
Oh my god, it's like they know my life.
Any more?
I got two more, but should we do two or just one?
Let's do two. It's a little bit longer of a podcast. Sorry, people.
What Disney prince should be your Valentine?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so this one's a little hard, so we're going to have to describe some of the pictures. So, pick a castle. So, we got this, like, Cinderella-looking castle. Then we got one from, like, the Biltmore Estate. We got one that looks like it's from Ireland. We got one that looks like it's off the coast of, like, some really fancy, fancy country.
Yeah.
One that's in the middle of water, and then one that looks like it's straight out of England.
Wow, you did really good. I've been like, there's one with some grass and a bridge. There's one with some water surrounding, but it's like has trees. She did a good job. Which one are you gonna pick?
I'm gonna, you know, pick this one that looks like it's off some like really nice country.
That one looks
and
so
it's
nice.
Got like the beach and stuff in the back. It looks real nice. Choose a real life royal to hook up with. Prince Carl Philip. He's from Sweden. This prince is from UAE.
What a looker, I don't know. Prince Hamden, I don't know.
Prince Harry, the UK. Prince Pierre, Morocco. Prince Kunal,
Nigeria.
And Prince Filippo, Greece. I don't know, he looks pretty good.
Which one?
The last one, the Greek guy?
Yeah, it's a him or Prince Harry.
Well, let's just do the Greek guy, because you know everyone's going to pick Harry.
Because they're like, what the fuck are the rest of these people?
What do you look for most in a partner? Humility, honesty, confidence, humor, intelligence, looks.
I would say confidence or humor.
I would say humor, because I feel like you can be confident all you want, but if you're cocky and you're not funny, I'm just like, I can't even do anything with you.
Because usually if you have humor, you have confidence.
Cute. Pick a rom-com to watch this weekend. 10 Things I Hate About You, which I've never seen, and it's one of those movies that are like, I really want to see.
I think Lauren owns it. Lauren, bring it next time you come.
500 Days of Summer, 13 Going on 30, 51st Dates, When Harry Met Sally, and Silver Linings Playbook, which I feel like that
I've seen all of these, which is weird.
Nice rom-com.
I remember I got drunk during that movie and fell asleep, so I don't really remember much.
It's a good movie, it's just not ideal.
Do you want me to check how much time we have on the camera?
Yeah, I do. I say a nice rom-com would probably be...
We're at 23 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay, so let's pause that and restart it.
Okay.
And what do you think? So...
Do I just hit the red button?
Yep, hit the red button.
All right,
so I think 13 going on 30, just because I love that movie.
Me too. Girl, you know it.
Especially the part when she starts dancing to Thriller. That's like my favorite part. Pick a love song to dance to. Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Crazy Little Things Called Love. Queen. Love Story, Taylor Swift. We Found Love by Rihanna. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey. We Found Love is a really good song.
Which one?
By Rihanna.
Okay.
We found love in a hopeless place. Choose an honest conversation heart. Let's bone. You're paying, right? You have HBO Go? Who's your friend? You'll do. Let's skip dinner.
I'd say let's skip dinner or let's bone.
I'd say you're paying, right?
Sure.
So which one you want to do?
Let's just do what you're paying, right? Because I feel like that'll give us an interesting answer.
What's your ideal honeymoon destination? New York, Las Vegas, San Torino, Venice, Bora Bora, or Disney World? Obby.
Bora Bora or Venice?
Venice.
What do you think?
I think Bora Bora.
Yeah, it's warm. All the rest of them, like, why would I want to go to Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Prince Naive.
Which one is he from?
She's from, Lady, no, not Lady and the Tramp. That's not even, nope, not even Princess. what is that movie? Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay. He's pretty cute.
I think. I don't know. It's N-A-V-E-E-N.
Naveen?
Is it?
Prince Naveen?
Well, I've never even seen him.
He's cutie, though. We got a good one.
We got a good cutie cartoon. Alright, so the last one we have is, what sign should be your Valentine?
Okay.
What sign should be your Valentine? Pick your sign.
Okay, so we'll have to do this one different.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Sag. What quality most appeals to you in a Valentine? I would have to probably say wit out of all of these.
Okay, good one.
What would you most want your Valentine's date to be? Oh. Where?
What would you most want your Valentine's date? Yeah, you read it right.
Oh.
And it's all food and where you would be, I guess. They worded that
maybe,
weird.
Yeah. Maybe if they put where, would you like?
You pick. Cause we'll do this twice since we had to do signs for this one.
Oh, a music show? Would that be like a concert?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. That'd be fun. A Virgo.
Hey.
So August 23rd to November 22nd. Is that you?
No. Almost me. I thought I was going to say Lauren sometimes gets that one because hers is like right on the edge.
Mm.
Okay. Last one with me.
With you.
I'm a Libra. Oh, sorry, people.
Okay, so which one?
Libra.
Libra.
I'm 24.
Ugh, I have to go back and do it again.
Okay. Oh, it says no, you already took the quiz.
Sorry, you can't retake the quiz, ma'am.
Ma'am, we'll have to have you step out of line.
Come on, we just want to see what her Valentine's sign is.
There we go, okay. I'm a Libra. On my birthday, September 24th, if you want to send us gifts, so you can mail it to...
Which quality most appeals to you as a Valentine?
So what is Josh? Let's see. Positivity.
That's what I was thinking for you, too.
Okay, what would you most want your Valentine's date to be?
I know, I kept thinking that they wanted, like, because one of the questions, like, the answer is pizza. Like, I want my Valentine to be pizza.
Oh, I was like, okay. That's weird. I would say, I don't know, I'm just going to throw a curveball and say museum.
Hey, that's me. I'm your Valentine.
Let's go on a date.
All right. So that was the end of our podcast. We're just going to give you a spiel like we do every single week. So you can follow us on our social media. It is at Megan and Amanda. We got Twitter and Instagram. You can DM us if you have any questions or need any advice or anything. If you do want different stuff to listen to on the podcast, just give us some suggestions.
Yeah, topic suggestions. I'm always checking our email, which is meganandamanda90@gmail.com. That'll all be in the description down below. And you can just send us anything. Well, we would love if you guys sent us, like, questions, because we love to get advice, because we're both very... Like, we always give each other advice and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll try our best.
And I also like people having, like, a insight of what they want to listen to. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what people want to listen to next. So we also have Snapchats if you want to follow us individually. Mine is at Megan Rich Chic.
Mine's at MoJonas3, I think.
Yeah. You can also follow us on our individual social medias as well. We have Instagram, Twitter, even Facebook. But most likely I'm not going to accept anything on Facebook, because that's just a little too personal.
So we'll link everything at, down below in the description, so if you guys have any questions at all, shoot us our way. If you want to sponsor the podcast,
DM us, let us know.
Yes,
and we'll respond to you as quickly as we can.
Yeah, just let us know what you guys want to hear, and thank you for tuning in to Not So Sober Thoughts with Megan.
And go Panthers! This is airing on Monday, so most likely the Panthers already won. So good job, boys, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Lady, shut up.